Stephen from the Horizons Regional Council, and he's just done a talk on nitrogen attenuation. He's going to summarize that up for us.
So nitrogen attenuation in the subsurface is a occurs naturally in most places, but it really does vary. It varies from a very small amount to kind of a very large amount, depending on where and when it is. And so the effort is to understand a little bit more about what drives the attenuation process. We know that it's denitrification mostly that is occurring, the reduction of nitrate through to benign nitrogen. But there's less known about where and when and what causes this to happen in the environment. So my talk was just about exploring what sort of landscape attributes are responsible for driving some of that attenuation, or what we think drives it, such things as soil drainage and low permeability sediments, kind of thing that has an impact on denitrification and therefore rates of nitrogen attenuation within catchments.
So you were talking about, just putting some numbers on it, variation between 29 and 75% of attenuation within a fairly small area, in the scheme of things, which is quite significant. And that sort of raises a lot of questions from farmers around what they can be doing at a on their land to manage, if they're down in those lower thresholds. Is that sort of where some of that research is moving towards? Is
Yeah, it is. That's kind of ultimately where it's moving. So, if we knew more about the nitrogen attenuation, we could plan more appropriate field mitigations and also perhaps better land use options. So, we know that because of nitrogen attenuation, some landscapes are more resilient to nitrate leaching, and that kind of suggests what sort of land use is more appropriate for that, but also what mitigations might be appropriate for those land types as well.